here at the Intentional Living Center, one of the things that we teach is what? 10-10-80, right? And I got thinking about that as I was preparing this lesson. And it's easy to think about 10-10-80 when it comes to money. But that's only one thing. What if we were to take this idea of a tithe, the 10%, but not only with our treasures, but what if we were to do that with our time and our talent? What if we were to be intentional with some sort of a formula that really worked through the core of our life?
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. That opening song serves as a declaration that Dr. Randy is talking about money, but not just money, God's view of money. And it's the final day of this series. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional with your finances, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our final day. As on this Friday, we pull the string on this series we've been talking about on God's view of money. And by the way, if you've missed any of them, I want you to know that it happens to be our special monthly gift to all of our members. So you can be watching for it, and maybe you've already received it here in November, but it's certainly the November teaching for this month coming your way. Also, if you have a comment you'd like to share, call our 888-888-1717 number and press number 2. Leave your story with us there. We'd appreciate it. We're going to go right on over to the teaching studio here and get started as we continue to focus on what is God's view of money. And my purpose, my goal, my hope, my desire this week as you hear this is that you would have one thing that you hear, just one thing that would trigger a thought in your mind or your heart that would move you away from any personal feelings of it's mine, or the sense of hoarding, or the fear that comes in relation to money, and we'd experience a new freedom in seeing that it's God's and it's His, and we are stewards. We get an opportunity to use it to bring Him glory. So as we go to the teaching studio, I hope that your heart will be open for that and that you have thought about one thing about money that you can apply to your life. Let's continue. Not only does money reveal our beliefs about money and a problem there, and also about a lack of self-control, but at the core of what I believe the Bible teaches about money is that for most people, money reveals a heart problem. And really, at the end of the day, it's a heart issue, how we view money. When you look at the book of Exodus, and you see the story of God calling Moses to Mount Sinai, where he spent 40 days, right? There he gave the Ten Commandments. He gave Moses instructions. Do you know the first thing God said to Moses? I didn't know this until I did a little study. Look at how God began to lay out for Moses how he wanted his people to live. And here's what he said. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering." Isn't that interesting? The very first thing that God says to Moses is, tell the people to bring me an offering. I mean, like God needed it? Like he's saying, wow, I got, you know, I hope the take is big today. You know? That's not how God's view is. Listen how he finishes this statement. Bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with their heart. Wow. So there's something about a heart issue. The very first command was to bring God an offering with a willing heart. You know, I think about what we do as a ministry. We have our share-a-thons and we give listeners an opportunity to support the ministry. And as I've really thought about this, we are really, in many ways, allowing people to fulfill God's best for them, to be able to release what they hold in their hands, to be able to impact other people for Christ. Maybe through our ministry, it may be through other ministries, but that sense of allowing people an opportunity to be obedient, powerful thing. And of course, then God goes on in the chapters that follow to lay out so many instructions for his children, but the very first thing he said is, bring me an offering. Now here at the Intentional Living Center, one of the things that we teach is what? 10-10-80, right? And I got thinking about that as I was preparing this lesson. And it's easy to think about 10, 10, 80 when it comes to money, but that's only one thing. And I'm working on something that, I don't know what I'm going to call it, the 10, 10, 80 principle or what, but I just want to share it with you as part of this lesson. What if we were to take this idea of a tithe, the 10%, and if we were to have the 10% that we were to put into savings and learn to live on 80%, but not only with our treasures, but what if we were to do that with our time and our talent? What if we were to be intentional with some sort of a formula that really worked through the core of our life? As you know, we talk about the freedom process. Focus on godly goals, R to repeat actions into daily habits, to eliminate the clutter that keeps us back in our life, and then to really engage support and accountability. But let me just fill in this little chart for you briefly, as I think is maybe a way of looking not only at money, but also at time and talent. Starting with our treasure, you know, we know a tithe is 10%, right? That's what the word means. The average Christian, the average church would tell you that it's about 2%. It's about what we give across the board. It's an act of obedience, but it's also an act of worship as we give. If we were as a community of believers, faithful in tithing, there would never be another need in a church. There would never be another need in a ministry. The needs would be met to be able to reach more people and impact more people for Christ. So what if we were to say, listen, in our lives, not only are we going to tithe, but we want to make sure that we're preparing for the future. Saving 10%. Now, some money managers would say that needs to be 15%. As we get older in life, it may even need to be more than that. But as a minimum, 10, 10, 80. As a nation, we don't live on 80%. As a nation, we live on 102%, 103%. And we go further and further in debt. We do it from the very top. We do it from the national debt right down to our homes, unfortunately. Not everyone, but as a nation, there's a consumption mentality.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from God's View of Money, and he'll wrap it up in just a moment. Today's program is just one part of a multi-part teaching, and the whole series can be yours when you go online to our bookstore at theintentionallife.com or talk to one of our great team members during West Coast business hours at 1-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Stay close. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If your kids want stuff all the time, it could mean an unhappy life for them when they grow up.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
We've all been there. You're at the store and your kids keep begging you for that latest toy or video game. It's not just a bad day at the store. A new study shows that kids who focus too much on getting stuff have more negative lives when they grow up than those who don't. The good news is this. You can turn it around. Get your family to start gratitude journals. Every day, have each one write what they're thankful for and share it at the dinner table. Families who do this raise the thankfulness in the house and end up raising happier, less materialistic kids. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Did I honor my commitments and did I serve others? Those are just a couple of the questions Dr. Randy asks you to consider as he presents intentional principles for finishing strong. It's all on Dr. Randy's full-length teaching DVD called Finishing Strong. To receive your copy and a beautiful full-color Finishing Strong watercolor print by Donna Carlson, just become a monthly member today. And with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching. Call now, 1-888-1717 and press number 4. That's 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Tony from Macon, Georgia. And I'm being intentional with my finances by first making sure that first thing that comes out of my paycheck every pay period is God's money, my tithes to Him. And it seems like no matter how small my check is, when I give God His money first, His share first, there's always just enough to pay the bills and to make it to the next pay period. It's just such a blessing to be able to do that and not really struggle. And that's the one thing that I'm doing.
Dr. Randy's program today is from a larger teaching called God's View of Money. When you become a monthly partner, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD, the Finishing Strong water print by Randy's wife, Donna, and coaching CDs from the good doctor himself every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press number 4. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching.
But it got me thinking, what about our time and our talent? What if we were to say, God gives me time. 16 hours a day is how many minutes? Let me do the math quickly. 960. Because I did it in advance, right? So if we sleep 8 hours, we got about 960 minutes a day. Just imagine if you were to take a tithe of your time, 96 minutes, or an hour and a half every day, and say, I'm going to be intentional, hour and a half every day, to use it in serving other people. Here at work, I'm going to go serve other people in the workplace that have needs, serving my employees, serving the community, serving my kids, serving my spouse, whatever. But an attitude of service, where the idea is I'm not looking at my schedule and my activity, but I'm putting into my day a tithe of my time to impact other people's lives. And then what if I were to take another 10% of my time and invest it into growing? Imagine taking an hour and a half every day just for your own growth, personal growth, reading scripture, reading books, studying, taking a class, doing something that helps you grow and develop. That'd be amazing. You take an hour and a half every day, you do that for 365 days, you got yourself a lot of growth going on in your life. And then learn to be busy the other 80%, you know? So we take these 96-minute blocks, and then the rest of the day is feeding the kids and doing the laundry and doing work and doing all the stuff that you have to do. But imagine if you give a tithe of your time and another tithe for personal growth, the difference it would make in your life. Then I was thinking about talent. We all have talent here. I mean, God's given each of us a talent. What if you were to take within that time that you took 10% of the time that you give, 10% of the time you give to the talents of your life, just to be mentoring other people? I think of people who mentored me when I was younger. People came into my life and spent time speaking into my life to mentor me. There are people around us that need the wisdom and the experiences we've been through to bring into our life the opportunity to mentor. And then 10% of that time that you'd be developing that talent, is it music? Is it writing? Is it speaking? Is it art? What is it? What is the talent that God's given you if you spent 10% of that time that you use for developing and then sharing it? How many of us have talents we've never shared with anybody? I'd love to hear the talents here. We'd love to see, even here in the ministry, some of the talents that God's given you that could be used and I think strengthened and leveraged. Randy Alcorn wrote a book called The Treasure Principle, and I was looking for my copy and couldn't find it, and Dawn generated one for me. Thank you, Dawn. Because I wanted to find out what was the treasure principle. What was the principle that Randy Alcorn wrote about it? But here was his principle, and it's nothing that we probably haven't been aware of in our own lives. I think it's important for us to see. You can't take it with you. But you can send it on ahead. That's a really profound Christian perspective about stuff. Because the world teaches, live it now, because when you're dead, it's over. Because when you die, that's the end. For us as believers, we believe that we can send it ahead. We can send it ahead spiritually in terms of reaching people, impacting people, making a difference in people's lives. I certainly would hope in my life that whatever contributions I've made during my life can outlive my years on the planet. And I think that would be true for all of us. And so, what's God's view of money? I think it's a big deal. I think money is a spiritual big deal. How we view it, how we use it, how we approach it. It's a big deal for us as a ministry, how we raise it, how we spend it, how we manage it. And I think as a ministry team, that we really rededicate ourselves to be very intentional in using all that God's given us for His honor and glory. Amen? Father, thank you for this opportunity to open your word and learn a little bit about what money reveals, how it can reveal a distorted lie, the beliefs that we have that are not true according to your word, how money can reveal a lack of self-control, how we can use money in ways that we shouldn't, in ways that don't further your purposes for money. And Father, thank you for allowing us to see the power of money in terms of how it can be used to reach more people for you, how it can really be an opportunity for us to take what you have given us, to use it for other people, to impact other people. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, that wraps up this series on God's view of money. It's our special gift to all of our members this month on CD coming your way. And I thank you for your support to the ministry. You know, one of the things I'd like to just share a little bit is how money is being used, how your support for the ministry is making a difference in people's lives. For instance, we just came from this series, nearly 5,000 people in our conferences. We saw about 80% of people stand and make a one-thing commitment for their marriage. I heard stories of people privately that wanted to share with me how the ministry of intentional living, the message of intentional living, has made a significant difference, life-saving in some cases. We hear every day from people that email to us or call and leave stories on our storyline of how a marriage has been saved or they've chosen to be intentional in standing up to be the parent that God wants them to be or making a decision to remain married. We've had ministry people who've been discouraged and ready to toss in the towel who've decided to continue on. And just many who've said, hey, it's helped me get my life a little more focused so I can glorify God. So I want you to know that when you support the ministry every month, and all of you who do, and those of you who will be joining us here in the hours ahead, that your support is going to make a difference in people's lives here and around the world. Can I ask you to come and join us and our team with a monthly gift as a member? I challenge you, $1 a day, $30 a month. I'm so thankful for those of you who catch the Vision Plus. You think of $50 a month or $100 a month. We got some of you who say, you know, we want to send in a single gift. You know, here's $300 or $500 or $1,000 to let you know that every dollar goes into the ministry to help people. And right now, we have a very special gift for all of our new monthly members. It's the Finishing Strong DVD as I teach the top 10 principles of how to finish strong in your life, in your work, in your relationships and the things that matter. And along with it is a beautiful work of art. It's art that speaks to you. It's a 16 by 20 watercolor print with these 10 principles on them that my wife did the painting. I wrote the principles, and it's our gift to you as you join us in monthly support. Or your single gift, we'll make sure the print comes your way. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. theintentionallife.com, click on the donate button, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 4. It'll take you right to one of our staff who'd love to talk to you in person. Thank you. God bless you for your support.
And coming up right after this, you're going to hear from some more of my staff who stayed after when we did this teaching to share some of their thoughts on money.
I just wanted to share one of my acts of intentional living with my finances is to do the majority of my shopping at secondhand stores when there is so much already produced in the world, because we're already, especially in the United States, we're already a culture of overabundance. And so shopping at secondhand stores for the majority of my items is what I tend to do.
One thing that we're doing to intentionally grow our faith is not to worry anymore about our finances. When there are things that we need, that if we pray and believe God, He has provided every time. We work hard and we do our best to be good stewards of the money. We trust God and we watch Him do great things.
Money. What do you think about money? Any thoughts on this?
I guess as you were doing this teaching, Randy, I was kind of doing a walkthrough of the relationships that the ministry has that I've been blessed to be able to get to know. And it's interesting how those, and I think I can say this uncategorically, those who are giving out of joy versus giving out of a response of duty, there's a distinct difference and how they welcome us giving the opportunity. And at the close of that, we will receive the funding, but they're being robbed of joy because of this kind of a tight grip feeling. You know, you mentioned the never having enough or needing $100 million, or there's a distinct difference in those that we serve. God has provided to them. He owns it all. Everything in the earth is His. We know that. But it's how they hold it. Mm-hmm. Some hold it loosely and appreciate the joy of giving the offering. Others hold it more tightly. And that's where our communication of the vision, what God's trying to do that is greater than all of us, and it takes us all to come together, that's where that rubber meets the road and being able to receive those gifts from people that are not releasing it easily.
That's good. Thank you.
It's going to be an obvious statement, but one that just hit me this last month. I was reading an article I found on Facebook that said, you know, 5 ways to prepare yourself for retirement and how to be secure. And so I was like, wow, okay, let's check into that. That's interesting. One of the very first ones that it talked about was stop giving and stop tithing.
Oh, really?
It was like, wow, okay, that's the world's view of, hey, don't waste your money, basically. You know, invest it in 401ks and put it in your stocks and do all that kind of thing. I thought, wow, that's the kind of information that people are being fed.
Sad.
One of the best analogies I ever heard regarding management of money, and I don't even know who first came up with it. I was trying to look it up online. There's a book called The Soul of Money that it may have come from, but I've heard it elsewhere. Actually, we used it when we were in Israel for one of our devotions. I think, I don't know if it was me or Randy or somebody, but comparing the Dead Sea to the Jordan River. And in the Bible, you read that the Jordan River is referred to as living water. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a lot of references to living water, which is moving water. It's flowing, think of it as flowing through your hands to bless something or someone else. And whereas the Dead Sea, if you know anything about the Dead Sea, it's all the water that flows down into the lowest portion of earth. In the Israel and the surrounding area, the watershed comes down and it ends up in the Dead Sea. And as that water evaporates, all that's left is minerals that have run off, and it's dead. There's literally no living organisms in the Dead Sea because it's not living water. It's not moving. It's not going anywhere to bless anyone. And I've always thought about that. I thought, really, money is given to us not to sit, obviously we have to save for future events and so on, but not to sit there. It is to flow through our hands, whether that's blessing our family or blessing other people. That's why God gives it to us.
It's true. It's good. Very good.
For my testimony on how I'm intentional in my walk with Christ, I've only been a Christian 4 years. I came to know and trust Christ at the age of 24 years old. You know, every day I'm growing and seeking God, and I've said that every night when I come home, no matter how many hours I work, I will sit and read my Bible, even if it's one chapter from the Old Testament, one chapter from the New Testament. It's those convictions through the Word of God that has continued me to become a better man, to seek Christ and everything, and I've been intentional in my life since I've become a Christian. Before I was a Christian, I barely had a 2.0 average. You know, I was just terrible at, you know, at being intentional with school, and I dropped out of high school when I was 18 years old. When I became a Christian, I went back to high school, went to college. I graduated college with a 3.95 grade point average, and then God has blessed me with a good job. And so I'm working in the career field that I graduated in, and every day I go to work on time, and I'm just very intentional about sharing that gospel every day and getting up every morning and seeking Christ and how I'm to go about my day and just directing my word. And I look to bless those around me every day as much as possible, those guys that I work with that are non-believers, as well as encouraging other Christians. I've come to find out that the more I do and the more intentional I am in that, the more I have a heart for those people around me, and the more of God's compassion and love pours through my life.
That is so cool. Thank you for sharing. You know, one of the things I've noticed when we get these testimonies, they come in your stories. When they're stories like yours, where, but hey, got intentional, here's what we did, here's what, they're very upbeat. You know, it's not a sad, sorry kind of a call. It's a very, hey, listen, God's doing something amazing in my life, and you're choosing to stay motivated, stay focused, and keep moving. That is really cool. Appreciate you sharing that. And it's, you know, stories like that are the stories that you all make possible. All of our friends, I can picture you now. You know, many of you joined us in support as monthly members at the recent conferences. Thank you for doing that. You've been calling in. You've been wanting to be a part of the ministry. And you know, this is a great time to do it. And we're able to send out the Finishing Strong work of art along with these 10 principles on DVD as our way of saying thanks for your monthly support. I just want to say God bless you. Thank you for all that you're doing. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. And again, during West Coast business hours, our staff are here for you, 888-888-1717. Now, next week is going to be Thanksgiving. Can't believe it's here. Got a great week lined up for you. And we're starting a series on the two approaches to prayer, the power of prayer. I think you're going to learn some things. I certainly did in preparing the lesson. So we'll start that next week. Hope you come and join us here at the Intentional Living Center.